550K BTC HIT exchange. Deposit wallets as Bitcoin retests. 60K, more than $550,000 BTC moved into deposit addresses at Binance and OKX as Bitcoin retested the $60,000 level, according to CryptoQuant data circulated by Wu Blockchain on June 29, 2026. Bitcoin traded at $60,074 at the time of writing, up 0.1% on the day, but down 6.28% over the past 7 days. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 16 in the extreme fear band. Coins flowing onto exchange deposit wallets are one of the more direct on-chain tells analysts track. Holders generally move Bitcoin to an exchange when they intend to sell, swap, or post it as collateral, so a 500,000 coin migration into the two largest venues during a retest of a closely watched price level reads as building sell-side pressure rather than accumulation. The signal behind the number deposit address inflows are not the same as a confirmed sell. A coin can sit on an exchange wallet for days, and some of the flow is internal reshuffling, custody rotation, or market makers topping up liquidity. CryptoQuant's metric captures intent to transact on venue, not a completed trade. The reason it draws attention is timing. A surge of this size landing while Bitcoin probes $60,000, a level it has bounced off repeatedly this month, raises the odds that supply is being staged for distribution if the level breaks. Context matters here. Bitcoin's market cap stands near $1.2 trillion with roughly $21.3 billion in 24-hour volume. The 7-day drawdown of 6.28% sits inside a broader risk-off stretch. Ether is down 9.7% on the week at 1,578, XRP down 7.49% at 1.05, and BNB down 6.4% at 553.67. Solana is the outlier, up 2.72% on the day at 73.14. A market-wide bid for the exits, rather than a Bitcoin-specific event, fits the data better than any single catalyst. Extreme fear is the backdrop. A fear and greed reading of 16 puts sentiment near the levels that have historically marked local capitulation points. That cuts both ways. Heavy exchange inflows into a fearful tape can mark the moment late sellers finally give up, which is the kind of flush that precedes a bounce. It can equally be the opening of a deeper leg down if the $60,000 floor gives way and stop orders cascade. The honest read is that the inflow number describes positioning, not direction. It tells you supply is being moved into striking distance of the order book. It does not tell you whether buyers will absorb it. Anyone trying to convert this single data point into a price call is filling in the gap with their own bias. Custody questions resurface. Large inflows to centralized venues tend to revive a question that quiet markets let people forget. What happens to your balance if the exchange itself runs into trouble? The FTX and Wirecard collapses are the reference points. Coins parked on a custodial platform are an IOU from that platform, and in an insolvency, they can be frozen or lost. That risk is dormant most of the time, and acute exactly when volume and stress spike together. For people who use crypto to spend rather than trade, this is where the design of the underlying account starts to matter. A custodial setup keeps balances on a third party's books. Self-custody options let users spend from their own wallet, keeping coins under their own keys until the moment of a transaction. Neither approach is automatically correct. Custodial platforms like Binance offer deep liquidity and instant conversion that self-custody setups cannot always match, while a non-custodial wallet removes the counterparty layer entirely. The trade-off is convenience against control, and extreme fear stretches are when that trade-off stops being theoretical. Stablecoins sit in the middle of this. Some holders rotating off exchanges park value in stablecoin balances to sit out volatility without fully cashing out, then redeploy when sentiment turns. That keeps spending power intact, while removing direct exposure to a falling BTC price. Reading the next few sessions, the number to watch is whether those deposited coins actually hit the order book. If exchange reserves keep climbing and $60,000 breaks on volume, the inflow thesis confirms itself. If reserves start falling again, with coins withdrawn back to cold storage, it suggests the stage supply was defensive rather than a prelude to selling. As of June 29, 2026, the data shows the supply in position and the level holding, with the outcome still open.